Friday, and we're ready to take care of you for the next hour. And we've got the full complement here this morning. We've got Simpiwe, we've got Ben, we got me, we got you, and therefore we're ready to rock and roll. So much to talk about today. We had the most fascinating, I think you could call it a memoir of the incredible life story of Wayne Rooney just now. If you missed that, you missed out. So go and pay attention to that. It'll take you a couple of minutes. It is well worth it. What a fascinating, fascinating human being.
A fascinating life.
Sure.
Not a role model.
So someone else who's pretty fascinating, I think, is Prisoner Charlene. Mm-hmm. You know, she grew up here in Benoni on the East Rand, where Simpiwe is from. Who knows that Simpiwe won't be a princess one day?
I mean, you know, is possible.
On the East Rant, your dreams are as big as you want them to be.
Thank God.
Really is the place of dreams.
It really
Kempton, Springs, Boksburg, Benoni, Brakpan.
All of it.
Bedford View. Any of those places, really. The people dream there.
Yes.
The West Rand's never learned how to dream.
Maybe we should just blow it up.
Sure. There's a lot of rivalry. The South, they just struggle to survive every day. And the North, they live beyond their means. That's really Joburg in a nutshell.
It's like Game of Thrones, actually.
It is. It is. They're
it's
different families.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it is. Different places, different faces, different ways of doing things. So Prisoner Charlene made a rare appearance. Monaco is obviously a very exciting place to be in the summer. Mm-hmm. There's a lot that goes on. They had their Grand Prix a little while ago. They've always got the rich and famous in Monaco. They've always got sports events and you know, fancy things going on. Yachts come in by the truckload, except that they're yachts, so they don't need trucks. And really, it's a playground for billionaires. And then the prince occasionally makes an appearance too. Prince Albert of Monaco. He's become rather a portly gentleman. Of course, his mother, Princess Grace, was a well-renowned Hollywood beauty. His father, Prince Rainier, was what would you call him? Like an old man who married a hot young thing from Hollywood. Thanks, James. That was very well done. See how James snuck onto the set there without anyone knowing. Very good. But Prince Albert married her after having, by the way, a bastard child with someone else. And there's lots of interesting stories there too. Anyway, Princess Charlene, we just need to check in every now and then as South Africans, make sure she's okay. And this is the footage that I managed to glean yesterday from social media showing that she is well. But I don't know that all is so happy. She doesn't look very happy. There's hardly a smile. At the end of the video, you may want to look at the body language, and I'm not inferring anything, but she kind of reaches out for his hand and nothing from him. You tell me what you make of this. Simpiwe, you're a bit of a body language expert. Take a look. There they are.
Nice blazer.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be so cool to be old, rich, and just wear blazers.
Yes. Look at her. No smile.
It's kind of just her face, though, huh?
Yeah. I'm just greeting people. And now look here. This is, she reaches out, nothing happens. Blazers for him and flames for her.
You know, Gareth, that just looks like any other married couple, huh?
Really? You think I'm reading too much into it?
No, you're reading far too much into
it. I mean, she's out there with the people, so it can't be like she's trapped in a tower like Rapunzel.
Yeah, but you know, she also grew up swimming.
Yeah.
So all her days were underwater.
That's true.
So her face, I think,
really socialized, really.
She's not going to be the most smiley kind of person.
Swimmers never are.
It's a tough world.
It's cold in the winter.
And she's got foundations to run.
She's got she does.
Blazers to choose, I'm sure.
For him, yeah.
Sounds like a full day to me.
And have to do it all over again, like 2 days' time.
I didn't realize how much I want a blazer.
I think you do. I think a nice, colorful blazer would be the best gift for Ben this year. Well, we'll remember that when his birthday rolls around in December.
Blazers with like built-in.
Hey, I don't even know if I should talk about this because I might be ruining fun for somebody. But I'm going to a surprise birthday tonight, and it's like a
Say anything, Gareth.
I'm not going to mention any names.
Well, anyone who's friends with Gareth, who's currently having a birthday.
No. You're making it obvious, but
you made it obvious.
But it's a dress up. So
Okay, you're going too much. Stop talking, Karen.
I was just going to tell you, I've got an outfit and everything.
Stop talking.
Is it a dress up that is quite synonymous with the person?
All right, I'll stop. But
please,
I'll have to tell you on Monday then. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh. I'll go with it.
People over 30 don't do dress-ups, do they?
Oh, shut up, Ben. Says the man who can't stand up straight.
I'm just so like stressed for the person who's organized this. And here is Gareth about to ruin it like within hours of the surprise birthday. Just keep quiet.
The man who can't stand up, he looks like a U-bend at the back of your toilet when he stands up. He's giving me shit about being old. I can at least walk. You want to race, Joe Biden?
No, I'm
trying to handicap.
I'm trying to narrow down his birthday.
What's your handicap, Joe? Stop. You can't even swing, Joe.
I'm just trying to narrow down his birthday is by putting an age to them.
Stop. Both of you, stop. You're going to ruin it, okay?
I have a good time at her party.
So this is fantastic. I'm going to pull this up quickly. There's this brilliant thing that someone has put on the internet about what truly makes people feel satisfied and happy in life.
Okay.
Don't you want to know this?
Sure, yeah. I do.
Okay, so they've done all the personality traits of, you know, people who have figured out what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The personality traits that are good and that are bad. And the ones that score bad, and I'm only going to go through a few of these because there are a lot. There's like 20. These are the things that make someone miserable. On the right, it's the red ones. They're very small for you to see on the screen, so I'll just tell you what they are. If people say things like, others often misunderstand me.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
I find nothing excites me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of being left alone.
Oh, no.
I postpone decisions. I hate to hear about the success of others. I often need help. I am often bored. I feel others take advantage of me. I make enemies more than I make friends. I often tell lies. I often forget things and I cry easily. This goes back to what I said on Wednesday to Jack. It's just don't be sad, okay? It's very, very boring for the rest of us when you're sad.
True.
Stop it. And then the good stuff, let's get to that, because who cares about the people and that miserable cunts? the ones on the left. Okay.
Okay, we know how you feel now.
Here's what makes people happy, all right? I believe that by working hard, I could achieve anything.
Okay.
I'm good at many things.
Yeah.
I'm active and full of energy.
Yeah.
I rarely complain. I start tasks right away.
Mm.
I like to take risks.
Mm.
I apologize when I've been wrong. I believe everybody has a special duty to their family. I like to visit new places. I'm an extremely loyal person. I respect authority, but it's got a little asterisk there because it says respect authority where it's earned.
Yes.
Okay.
And I work on improving myself. And I mean, to me, that seems kind of obvious, but people need to have these things reinforced.
That's a really good list.
So, yeah, I think I'll post that on social media as well. You can take a look. It might have been in my Twitter last night. So go and take a look at that because you know what? You wake up in the morning and you can decide how you want to feel about yourself. You can't decide if you have a muscle spasm like Ben. Mm. That's your body telling you.
Yeah.
But you can tell your brain what you'd like it to be concerned with. And you can pay attention to the important stuff. It's not that difficult.
I guarantee that if you go onto Twitter and post that, the people who are trolling you on an ongoing basis, they will be on the red.
I don't care.
It'll be their life.
I don't read comments.
It'll be their life to a T.
You're right. That's exactly true.
Cry easily.
You don't cry easily. I mean, really, who wants to be around someone who cries all the time? Ugh.
Yeah, that's awkward.
So let's go to shitting stories because who wants to talk about miserable people?
Thank you.
Okay. So this is apparently, you know, we talked about Ozempic the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Do you know anyone who's taking it?
The author of a book called The Magic Pill, a guy called Johan Hari. I interviewed him the other day. He's been taking it for 2 years, and he knows lots of people who are taking it. He's spoken to doctors. He's done a lot of research around this. This didn't come up, though. Mm-hmm. So apparently, it's not all shits and giggles for New York's upper crust as they head to the Hamptons for the summer. For the last few weeks, their favorite piece of gossip on the Hamptons, don't ask me how I know this, is that people have been texting each other about a scandal in the home of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Ooh.
The story goes that a recent house guest of Gwyneth's catastrophically shat themselves in the bed while they were staying there and then fled back to the city before they had time to face the music.
Ugh.
So apparently this is happening quite a lot because Ozempic-induced diarrhea is a very hot topic of conversation between people in the upper crust in America because their guests are apparently using the Ozempic And you can expect the laundry to be fully booked from July the 4th.
So a couple of questions.
So Amber Heard was ahead of her time, hey?
She was probably on Ozempic. Who knows? An early variant.
If you get like anyone's house, even if your friends are not celebrities, and if you've shat the bed like
that. Oh, you don't just run away.
Do you? But like that's it, right? You can't.
No.
Like you're done.
You can't do that.
You can't still be friends.
No. I mean, listen, if something truly awful happens, and accidents do, you know, but this is very embarrassing. But I think this is probably, this is more embarrassing than having someone walk in on you having sex.
Okay, but I'm just trying to have an answer here. Like, what do you do? Do you take the sheets and try to take it away? Or do you just think, that's it, I'm just going to leave?
Oh,
because you don't know. Because someone's housekeeper is now going to like.
Yeah, I would. Sure, it's a horrible thing to think about. It's never happened to me. I would probably take the sheets, bundle them up,
and put them.
Put them in the car, and I would, because you don't have time to check what they are and replace them, and you don't want to leave evidence there. You want to leave it as clean as you possibly can. Then you send a text to the person if they're still sleeping and you're leaving or whatever. You say, listen, I'm terribly sorry. Had an accident last time. I got a medical condition. You lie. You do whatever.
Sure.
But you don't. You just clean it up, and then you replace their sheets. You go to the wherever they bought those, and Gwyneth Paltrow, I'm sure, buys very expensive sheets.
Yeah, of course.
But you replace them. Whatever they cost, you're in for that. I'm sorry. It's like I borrowed a friend's car the other day. He lent it to me. He was like, drive this. I want you to drive this car, which was cool. It was a fun thing to drive. I always return a car to a friend with a full tank. That's just the right thing to do.
Yeah.
If you shit someone's bed, you replace the sheets. It's the right thing to do. Let this be a warning.
But what if it went through to the mattress?
Oof. Now you got.
Yeah, I was about to ask, like, because there's different types of stool. So what kind of.
Trust me. I think when it comes to Ozempic shits, the word stool is out of the window. We are now in the gravy train.
Yeah. I think we've got to discuss these things because there isn't a manual and people don't know how to behave. Look at this. This is a friend of Gwyneth Paltrow's. You'd expect this to be a civilized, sophisticated person.
But also...
just ran away, leaving... Imagine Gwyneth Paltrow's horror. I mean, listen, I don't hold much water for Gwyneth Paltrow. You know, she's weird. She's a very bizarre human being. But no one deserves this.
Yeah, no. Also, is it appropriate to like clean the sheets there at their house?
No, no, no.
Like their washing machine and their stuff? No. If you're
soil
there for, like,
the rest of their stuff.
No, you've literally got to leave under the cover of darkness.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you do the right thing, but you can't be friends again because that person will always know you're the person who shat in that room.
And I'm sure that in these WhatsApps that are going around between all the people in the Hamptons, I'm sure they're mentioning names because it would have been another famous person. It's a friend of Gwyneth's. It's probably someone we watched in a movie. Someone, I wonder who. Let's speculate, huh? Barbara Streisand.
Definitely. Yeah. Without doubt. So Barbara, but I mean,
Gail King.
It's such an interesting thing to go through because we've seen that scene in Trainspotting where the guy shat his pants.
Horrific.
Shat the bed because, I mean, he was on big drugs.
Horrific. Listen.
You don't bounce back from that.
You've got to have a plan because even if it never happens to you, at least you're ready to go. You know, it's like that bag I keep in the boot with all the zombie apocalypse stuff. People laugh at me, but one day when the zombie apocalypse happens, you're going to be glad you know me. You're going to be glad you've been warned.
Just for reference.
Have a plan for if you shit the bed.
For reference, though, if you do shit the bed, the zombie apocalypse is probably a good time because there'll be a lot of other distractions. Be a safer time to shit the bed.
That's a good point, Ben. I like that very much. So as if that isn't enough, here's another thing for you. Apparently... you know, the media really is just a shit show. I mean, if you're in the mainstream media now, I see that News 24 are closing a whole bunch of their publications, not a moment too soon. I see that the IOL guys, Iqbal Serv, I mean, they're just piling onto the Daily Maverick. Daily Maverick's begging people for money. It's all just so tawdry. The whole thing's very, very poor. I mean, honestly, if you didn't have independent media like us, you'd be in a lot of trouble trying to get the truth. But this is happening in New York, which is really the world media capital, right? So over the last few weeks, someone has been curling out turds on the top of the toilet seat at the Daily Mail in New York.
So not an Ozempic user.
No. This is spiteful. So they on top of the toilet seat, leaving them for some unlucky sod to find later. And it's probably some poor cleaner who didn't deserve this. But this is a very passive-aggressive, nasty thing to do. Apparently, they sent out an all-staff email, which went out to remind employees of the importance of personal hygiene. In the you can see this is HR, right? HR doesn't know how to deal with this. What they should really do is what we used to do at Cliff Central when we started it. We had Jane who would watch who went into the bathroom, and then immediately after she'd go in and she'd say, "Whoa, whoa, 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 whoa! You clogged it up."
And Gord's never
Gord laws
never lived it down. Huh?
That's right. But that's how you got to do it because HR, you know, they sent out this email. Please remember your personal hygiene and don't let your fellow colleagues get sick because you didn't do your job properly. So this has obviously had no effect. And now there are signs that they've put up in every cubicle to remind employees that leaving feces on the lid of the loo is inconsiderate and unacceptable. You really think you think the person who's doing that is going to read your sign and change their mind?
Yeah.
Media, what a mess.
What makes you want to become that person? It's like spray paint and graffiti just not edgy enough anymore. Now you've really got to take your talents.
No, they have to take it up a notch.
And I'd love to know how artistic the person gets because you become your craft, obviously.
I mean, it's just very disappointing. Human beings are extremely disappointing. I don't know how else to deal with this. In case you were having a really bad day, imagine being the cleaner at the Daily Mail in New York.
Imagine being the person that actually needs the toilet and you can't use it now because
you can't lift the lid.
It's pretty funny if like that's the boss doing that. He's like doing like a work experiment to see how people actually react, and he's just dropping these absolutely murderous turds. He should get fired.
No, not boss men doing that. Like no,
it's like his ultimate kink. It's like he takes a shit so that his staff always see his poo. Like that's his kink.
Well, it wouldn't be Friday if we didn't have some of that lavatory humor. Would it? Let's just talk about something that Simpiwe feels very strongly about. I do too. I keep lists on my phone of like horrible, horrible names that people give their children. In South Africa, we have in particular, like you can really level your criticism at two groups. And I hate to single out racial and ethnic identities, but Zimbabweans and Afrikaans people have this terrible habit of giving the very worst names to their children. You know it's true. And Simpiwe has this problem that she thinks there are baby names that you might want to keep off your list because they're illegal.
Yes.
If anyone's having a baby at the moment, you're thinking, what are we going to call it? Well, don't use these.
At all, because it's illegal in some countries. Right. The most obvious one, Hitler. I think we all know why.
Who would do that, though? What hatred, like the same spitefulness that makes a person do that toilet thing that we just spoke about.
It's very obvious. The next one, baby girl or baby boy, is illegal in New Mexico.
But you mean the name?
The name. You
can't registered name baby girl.
Yes, or baby boy.
Sure. That you have to make a law.
Imagine.
Wow. Some people just should not be parents.
No.
Okay. Metallica is illegal in Sweden.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
I know.
Metallica.
Hmm.
Okay.
The symbol at is illegal in China and many U.S. states.
Well, because how do you pronounce it?
At?
No. I mean, in a name, if it's in the middle of, like, Elon Musk has this with his one kid. It's got, like, a whole bunch of symbols in there. And remember, Prince for a while was known as the man formerly known as Prince.
Yeah.
Then they called him Symbol because he had that thing that looked like a trumpet with a tail. And
yeah.
You're just making, why are you making other people work like this? Just so they want to call you because you're about to be hit by a car. They're like, duh.
But also on social media, you can't at and at.
Yeah. That's going to, on X, that's going to be really hard to send them a DM.
Hey, at.
Oh my God.
Nutella is illegal in France. So don't name your child that. Monkey is illegal in Denmark.
Monkey should be illegal everywhere. If your child's actual registered birth name is Monkey Karpinski, Monkey Mtetwa. Monkey Cliff. That's just a vicious, cruel thing for
sounds
a parent.
Sounds like
to
racism
do.
Waiting
sweet
to
Jesus.
To just...
sweet Jesus. Well, what are you saying? I mean, because I'm saying it's bad for everybody. See, PBS says no blacks should call their children.
You're going to start fights. You're calling me monkey?
Oh, Jesus.
But isn't it funny how one country has taken it upon themselves to draw the line? One country.
Yeah, Denmark.
How did that day in Denmark's history happen?
You got to wonder what happened in the legislature that they were like, Bill, we're not going to allow this anymore. Because, I mean, the Danish are pretty calm about most things, right?
And they don't someone said monkey.
They don't get all hot under the collar in Denmark. And then someone must have called someone a monkey or something. And it just went very badly.
Oh, and we have a robot cop and it's illegal in Mexico.
Wow. The Mexicans have a lot of time on their hands. Huh?
This one's interesting. Sex fruit is illegal in New Zealand. There we go.
Sex fruit.
Yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Again, where? How? When did that start? Who was originally called sex fruit?
I don't know, but like, that's right to it.
It's because speaking of what they did Zealand, to a fruit.
Speaking of New Zealand, there was a very funny thing on X yesterday. They took like photographs of Jacinda Ardern over the years. She used to be a quite pretty young girl. I don't know what happened to her. You can literally watch the communism make her ugly over a decade. It's horrific. Mm. Like you talk about things that make people age prematurely, you know, stress, being in the sun too much, eating badly, no exercise, depression and anxiety. All of those things work on people. But communism, holy shit, that's like a very, very quick route to the grave.
Mm-hmm.
Horrific. Okay, well, maybe she was called sex fruit before.
Yeah, and then she had to change it. Friday is illegal in Italy.
Why? Well, you see, again, I would love to know the reason these people. Like Ben says, Friday is a fine name. I wouldn't, as weird names go, Friday's not the worst.
Hi, I'm Friday.
I know a guy called Friday. He used to empty the rubbish bins in our neighborhood.
Everyone's happy to see Friday.
Yeah. People used to tip him really well. If he was called Monday, he wouldn't have got those tips.
Another one for Denmark is anal.
Wow. Imagine you really want to piss off a Dane. Well, my child, anal monkey, is ready to meet you. Have you met my child, anal monkey? The Danish heads will explode.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Spinach is illegal in Australia.
Yeah, look, I think stay away from vegetable names. Anything to do with vegetables. It's
See, back when Australians had a sense of humor, that kid was in a wheelchair and they just called him spinach.
Aye,
and they
spinach? Were like, what are you doing this afternoon? You want to come play some footy with it? Oh, you can't. You're in a wheelchair. Don't worry. Spinach, we'll bring you some KFC afterwards.
I'm inviting aubergine. You guys will have fun.
Oh, my gosh. Santa Claus is illegal in Ohio?
Well... look, I mean, Santa Claus, you don't call your child Santa Claus. This is confusing enough to lie to them about the whole Santa Claus story for as long as you can. And then the child's name is actually that.
Imagine. I didn't see this one coming. Thor is illegal in Portugal.
Thor.
Yeah. And then the last two, which also makes sense, is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Illegal in the USA.
I had a whole plan because it's not illegal in Mexico to call yourself Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are lots of Mexicans called Jesus, which you spell the same, Jesus. So I could go to Mexico, change my first name to Jesus, no problem. But then I wanted to marry a friend of mine whose surname is Christodoulou, Greek, and then I would get her to cut the last few letters off her so she would be Christ, and then I could marry her, take her surname. But it was a very convoluted plan. Wow. Plus, we didn't want to get married, really.
Okay. And then a special mention.
Thank you. I'm not just going to make up and take people's word on.
Oh, okay.
So here's some of the latest ones. The Frizelna.
Frizelna.
Chaunte, but C-H-A-U-N-T-E, accent grave. Thelmanay.
Thelmanay.
That's a good one, huh?
Yeah.
Nashali.
These are all hairdressers, right, in real life?
I can't say where we got them from. I don't want to embarrass
the
people.
But that's special, like Karen Cut.
Ma-Renshka.
Ma-Renshka.
But it's got the dash in between.
Quinzel.
That's nice.
It's a great name, Quinzel. And that's enough for today. We don't want to spoil it.
Sure.
Isn't that great? The list is, it's like, it's now on 20 pages.
Quinzel.
I collect things, but this is my most bizarre collection by far. I was reminded by a friend of mine yesterday, there is something I haven't ever confessed to having on the show. I have a certificate in demolition.
Wow, really?
Yeah. There was this thing we did.
Was this after your car crashes? Or?
No. Thanks for that.
How did you even get it?
Yeah, so remember I demolished a building as part of a campaign that we did some years ago, but I had to actually go and do training to operate one of those machines with that giant spike that they used to take down buildings, which I've operated. There's something you didn't know. All these years, you might have listened to the show. Maybe you're brand new, in which case everything's a surprise. But I have a certificate in demolition with one of those giant spike destroyer machines.
That's fun.
Yeah, I'm glad. I'm going to put that. I'm actually going to frame that and put it on the wall. That's a good thing to have. You don't have one. I'm taking it. All of it.
Like, Gareth, just that was a bragging moment right
there.
Of course.
Just sure. Like, you think I'm not proud? I'm very proud of that. Why am I coughing like this? Are you guys passing on things?
It just can't be me.
Maybe not passing anything. But I think I need to go because I just realized it's going to take about 8 minutes to get to my car.
Well, watch out slowly. This is like when Joe Biden left the stage at the debate yesterday.
Because now you think I'm putting
There's
it on.
There's nothing wrong with your internet. It's just Ben moving very slowly.
All right, go on, Ben. Let's
just
watch
tell
you go.
Immigrant Ryan. I said hi. I couldn't.
Oh, we'll get him now. Tell him to just hang on there. Nothing's happening in Ireland.
Yeah, he's taking forever. He's moving like a tortoise.
Wait, watch.
It's okay. Watch. It's fine.
Look how slow this is. No, keep the camera on Ben.
Camera on Ben. Your internet is okay.
Look. Look at him. Slow as dormant cancer.
And he's trying to keep the noise down.
Meanwhile, inside he's going, bye-bye, Ben. Have a happy weekend.
Bye, James.
That's like Joe Biden at the debates yesterday.
Have a good Friday.
Yeah. Shame, Ben. I hope you get better.
What was that, Ben?
Such a disaster. And I love you. You were the most. I thought I lacked empathy, right? And I do. I admit that freely. I'm not one of those people you can rely on for when you're down. And you're having a tough time, but you are even worse, Impium Tetra.
Yeah, I don't hide it. I really don't. Don't fall in front of me because I will laugh. That's the first thing I will do. I will laugh at you.
You are famous for laughing at people who fall down.
It's just so natural. I'll laugh, get it out of my system, and then ask, are you okay?
Okay, I got something specially for you.
Okay, cool.
Have we got that that guy at the parade in London? So this guy... And I'm not making fun of this, but it's more his voice than anything else. There was apparently some parade in London for disabled people.
Oh no.
And this guy was busy shouting about how proud he is of who he is.
Oh no.
I know you're gonna love this. This is especially for Simpiwe. If you take offense to this stuff, just
blow it away.
Just blow it out your backside. Nobody cares. Here it is. Take a look at this dude.
We are proud of what we're like. So awkward.
I don't even know. I mean, like, obviously you can't, if you have a disability, you've got my sympathy. But that's not the problem with him. It's the voice, which isn't his disability. You know, he's like got double whammied on that. Life has hit him hard. Got to feel sorry for that guy. If you're having a tough day today, all I can say is your day could be much worse. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so much other stuff that I still want to get to. So let's try and squeeze that in. But we do want to go to Ryan. He is famously the producer who was here before James. He has come up in, people have been extolling Ryan's virtue, actually, saying how much they miss him. Because every time James makes the tiniest mistake, everybody in
Where's the comment section?
The people in the comment section are just merciless. Like, they climb into James.
Yeah.
So I think Ryan probably takes some. So maybe he's even there under a pseudonym.
Yeah.
You know, spurring it on.
Yeah.
But here he is, live from Ireland. Let's check in and see how producer Ryan is now that he's living in the green, the Emerald Isle. Hey, how are you? We're just going to be able to hear him.
Yeah, that would be great.
James, if you can help us out with a little bit of sound, that would be amazing. Then we don't have to just guess at what he's saying. You know what? At this point, we're the ones who are disabled. We can't hear you. So if you could talk in sign language, Ryan, that would be bloody amazing. Then we'd know what was going on. See, this is the kind of incompetence that we deal with now because you're not around and James is in charge of sound.
I know.
Did you just make an effect happen on your screen?
Yeah, like he literally,
That was pretty cool. Okay, let me see if I can do this. I'm gonna try and get him on here. Okay, maybe you may get a little bit of feedback here, but let me just see because I don't know what James is doing. He's got his head up his backside.
He looks like he has his hair shaved.
Who knows? Oh, there, now we got some sound.
Can you hear me? All right,
Ryan, how the hell are you, man?
Oh, I'm so good, Gareth. How's things going that side?
Fantastic. Well, we miss you. And how is Ireland? Is it everything you expected it to be?
It's actually not what I expected it to be honest.
What do you mean? Whoa, hang on. What do you mean about it's not as sophisticated as you thought it would be?
Are people taking a shit everywhere?
I mean, really? I mean, it's, how bad is it? Are the people friendly? Because I think one thing that South Africans and the Irish have in common is that they're both big drinking countries. And Ireland, I mean, every Irish person I've ever met, and I haven't been to Ireland, so I'm not an expert at all in this field, and this may be stereotyping, but every Irish person I've met is a big drinker. Is that what you found? Yeah. Listen, do you think our set's cool? You know, since you've left, we've upgraded a lot of stuff here. Are you happy with the look and the feel? You were a producer before.
Very happy with it. It looks really cool. And by the way, congrats on hitting the 50K. We were working on that.
We can't hear him. Oh, poor Ryan. Oh. How embarrassing that he has to come back to this.
He's like, yeah, I shouldn't have left.
And it's not even like if we thought this was funny, we would like be doing it as a funny thing. Yeah, like look what's happened since you've gone, Ryan.
No, this is maybe it's your sign, Ryan. Come back home. Maybe. I'm just saying.
All right. What do people do there? You say they start drinking straight after work. Is sport a big thing? We know that the Irish have a pretty good rugby team. They've got lots of other sporting interests. You went there you actually went there just as winter was ending. So you're in summer now. It must be quite pleasant.
No, it's been really nice. I haven't had it bad as opposed to what I've been told. Sports is pretty big. The rugby thing is massive. I actually went to a rugby game earlier, a few weeks ago. And it's insane. Like the amount of people that come out of the games, it's quite wild.
All right. Well, listen, I'm very happy to see you and I'm glad to talk to you, but this is not going well. I can hardly hear what you're saying and we're going to let you go this morning. And thank you for waking up extra early to be with us, but this is a disaster. So we're going to just move on. All right. Thanks, Ryan. Sorry. What can I tell you? Just can that speaker. Good heavens. What a mess.
Just has to happen when Ryan's on, hey?
I know. Now he's going to go around saying, you see, I was just...
This is why I was producer Ryan. This is why.
Unbelievable. All right. So there's a theory about the weekday, and this is something we want to throw in here too.
Yes.
I've always thought, I don't know if this has anything to do with the theory you're about to talk about, but every day of the week almost has a personality, if you ask me. And Monday gets a really tough rap. But I find Mondays pretty good. I mean, it's a good day to get things done. If you get all your stuff that you really don't want to do out of the way on a Monday, then the rest of the week's so much more pleasant. But people hate Mondays, beginning of the week, work, all that kind of thing. I think Mondays need to be rehabilitated. But the rest of the week also, everybody has a personality. Favorite day is definitely today, Friday. But I also think every day of the week has a color.
Okay.
Have you thought about this?
Yes, I have. But more in terms of like me.
So what do you, if you see Tuesday, what do you see?
Purple.
Wednesday?
It's my favorite day of the week. So yellow.
Wednesday's your favorite.
It's my favorite day of the week.
Also odd. Okay, but yellow. Thursday?
Black.
Just wow. Like,
this is Thursday. We can get rid of Thursday, honestly.
Sure. You've got the strangest week. I mean, most people, Monday's the bad one. Friday's the good one. Friday?
Let's go with, no, not red. Red is for danger, but something orange. It's bright.
Okay. That's so weird. Like for me, Monday's red. Tuesday's blue. Wednesday's like green. Thursday is purple.
Thursday.
Friday is bright white. Saturday is like a light blue.
Okay.
And yes. I'd say Sunday's sort of an orange.
Sunday would be white, Saturday would be blue, and then Monday would be like the red.
Okay, but I mean, this everybody has their colors, so you do think of days in terms of colors.
Yes, I do.
So now you have a different thing here about the weekday theory.
Yes, so apparently, I don't know if this is true.
So not you, this is not your theory.
Not at all, never that. I was on the internet and I did what I do best, which is search for credible sources. And apparently there's a question that's designed to give you a peek into your subconscious mind. And even though this question might seem random, apparently people have an answer when you ask it. And the question is, what day of the week are you?
Well, I was born on a Friday. That could also be why I like Fridays so much.
Okay.
But personality wise?
No, just in general, like what day of the week are you, would you say?
I think I'm a Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. I'm definitely a Wednesday. Love Wednesday, but like in general, also
I still want to know how and why. I mean, it's the middle of the week for most people. But all right, so what does that tell you?
Okay, so if you picked Monday by any chance, apparently you possess the characteristics of being determined, ambitious, and resilient.
Oh, is this like this is like astrology?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, so
and then Monday people, it said that they have a strong sense of purpose, but also struggle with knowing when to stop working.
Okay.
If you're a Tuesday person, your characteristics is you're energetic, you're productive, you're driven, and they might struggle with the fear of failure or missing out.
Okay.
And then we come to me, because I'm a Wednesday person. Yes. Balanced, reflective, adaptive. But apparently they hate being the center of attention. I'm not sure about that one.
You don't mind that.
I'm not sure about that one.
Okay.
That's how I know it's a bit wrong. Thursday. Forward thinking.
Such a prejudice against Thursday. All right.
Forward thinking, optimistic. And they say to be positive thinkers, always thinking about the future.
Okay.
Friday.
Not so
which
bad.
Is you, Gareth. Right.
Bring it
joyful,
on.
Sociable, relaxed.
Yeah.
Friday people are the ones that actually have fun at their jobs.
That's good. I'll take all of that.
Okay.
What's the bad side of Fridays?
No, they don't have. So
I'll have it. Thank you.
Then we have Saturday.
Go on.
So if you pick Saturday, you classify it as someone who's free-spirited, adventurous. And also they say Saturday people light up the room when they walk in it.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, if you are a Sunday person, you tend to be more reflective, peaceful. And people who identify with Sunday might perceive themselves as calm.
Meg says, Simpiwe, Quora is not a reliable source. I'll tell you what is interesting. I like that. People always want to know if there's some kind of indication that they are because of their star sign or their name or their number or whatever it is that they've got a favorite color, tells you something about them. There are people going to find value in that.
Yes.
I'm not going to knock it because I don't know that it's not true in some way. I like my description. I'm happy with that. Sophie was happy with hers.
I'm happy with my Wednesday.
If yours is terrible, I don't care. There's a movie, though, called Inside Out.
Okay.
That's on the circuit at the moment. It's billed as a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm. Is it a kid's movie?
Well, apparently, it's really, really interesting. A friend of mine was in the cinema yesterday with his kids, and he said that this movie is very smart. It teaches kids about there are these different personalities, these different characters. There's anxiety, there's envy, there's embarrassment, there's disgust, there's fear, there's joy, there's anger, and there's sadness. And the way they interact will help kids to learn about their emotions and to be able to have mastery of them. I think that is brilliant. So I think it's a Pixar. I'm not sure who it is. I think it's Pixar. But whoever made this movie, apparently it is terrific. So I got to watch it because some of this sounds like it could be very, very helpful to people. And then what they do is they take the personality types, and when you combine certain emotions, you get certain feelings. Hmm. So if you take joy and fear together, mm-hmm. a little bit of fear mixed in with the joy, it's excitement.
Okay.
If you choose anger and fear, you get hostility. If you get sadness and fear, you get anxiety. I mean, this is interesting stuff because I don't know if it all absolutely makes sense. There might be some people who think this is nonsense. But for many people, and certainly for this friend of mine who took his kids to the cinema yesterday, he thinks this is terrific. It's a great tool for children to learn a little bit about
their feelings. Adults need to watch this as well.
I think
they need it. They need it.
Telling me. I know some people who are 50, 60 years old who could benefit from this movie. So go on. Get yourself in the cinema and check it out. Might just be this one guy, but I think it sounds good. Ooh. Sounds like something I could be interested in.
I like the fact that it's not just for kiddies.
Yeah.
You know, like adults can watch it because in recent times we realized that like some kiddie movies are not for kids. So that's nice.
Well, I mean, that's not all that's going on. Obviously, this weekend there's a lot of sport. There are a lot of people who are going to be talking about politics. Mm-hmm. We've got Cyril, who apparently is finally going to announce who's going to be in the cabinet because they've been talking until. Why are you looking? What?
I'm just excited.
What do you know?
No, I know nothing.
You're doing the Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
I know nothing. I'm just excited with how politics has been for the past couple of weeks. It's been such a drama, you know. From just the elections, and then like, oh, we're going to be a government of national unity. And then people are like, we're going to be part of it. We're not going to be part of it. And then like the blue team just saying, these are our demands, take it or leave it. And then like Cupcake coming back and was like, nah, I actually have some authority and I'm going to make up my own mind. It's a great movie.
You know what? Cupcake is, as you call him, he's got some decisions to make.
Yes.
He's got to get on with it.
Yeah, and we have until Sunday. Like, we find out who are going to be our ministers, who actually gets what.
I'll tell you what's been amazing for me in this, and we're not talking politics because this is how we get our information, right? One of the things that I've really loved about the last couple of months, because it's not really, I mean, I kind of politicked out, but I found it fascinating to see who online is off the rails and just totally out of control and really needs to watch that movie about their emotions. Mm-hmm. What I've seen is that there are a lot of really, really brilliant and insightful people. Well, not a lot. There are a few insightful, brilliant people who give you an interesting take on stuff that you hadn't thought of before, mm-hmm. that isn't available on normal mainstream media. That's been valuable to me. I've really tidied up the feed that I get and who I'm listening to and paying attention to. I've also realized like there are some people you can totally ignore. They always get it wrong. Mm-hmm. They don't know anything.
Yes.
They don't know anybody. They are not political insiders. They have no insights to deliver. They will tell you stuff that a three-year-old could tell you.
Yes.
About politics.
Oh, yes.
And none of it is particularly helpful. So if anything, let's be grateful for the fact that this election has allowed us to see who is really valuable in media in this country.
Oh, yes.
And influencers, which ones are actually influencers, which ones are pretending to be.
Yes. And who has the actual capability of explaining, I wouldn't say complicated terms, but for the first time, we're dealing with a government of national unity. So what does that mean to the everyday person? And you've had some people that have, they can't explain that at all, you know. And then you've had other people like be over analytical of it, and it's like it has to go this way and it has to go there. And it's just been so fun to just get somebody who can break it down to say, this is what's happening. There isn't a right or wrong. We could go left, we could go right, we'd have to see. And that's like the fun part. And that's why I'm excited about Sunday, just to see who's going to be in. And then afterwards, I don't care.
I'm with you. Okay. So, quick thing, because we've only got a couple of minutes left of the show this morning. There's, as I said, a lot happening this weekend. There's a lot that we still wanted to talk about. I don't know if we're going to get to all of it, but I see President Ramaphosa is seething in his letter to John Steenhuisen because they're negotiating in bad faith, trying to force an agreement through the media. You know, again, we don't know whether any of this is true or not. Apparently, there are people who are leaking stuff on purpose.
Yeah.
Dirty tricks. I don't know. I don't know what to believe. Let's just be happy with whatever we get, because whatever we get is going to be better than what we had.
Yes.
And I mean that because it doesn't matter whether the government of national unity goes ahead or not, whether they get the portfolios handed out in the right way or the wrong way, according to whoever, you know, you talk to. Everything now depends on people coming to agreements or leaving everything in stasis. And I said this before the elections, if it just stays where it is, nothing has happened in government for the last 3 weeks. And you know what? We're still here.
Great.
We're fine.
So great.
In fact, it's been better than...
No looting stories.
Yeah, nothing.
No corruption stories.
Right.
Oh, it's so amazing.
They're all just... they're frozen. So if that... And that's like the worst case scenario from the point of view of people who really want a government that works. And I'm like, this is good for me too. And then if it does, also good. Don't worry about these people who are constantly preaching all the doom and destruction. I have very, very weird things that I follow, Simpiwe, online. I got an update yesterday.
Share with us, Gareth.
People don't believe that I follow things. The Sheriff of Nottingham and David Hutchinson posted in British Medieval History 800 to 1509, talking about the crenellations at York. If that even makes sense to you, and it hardly makes sense to me.
I don't understand
the kind of
that
shit that I'm following. I know. I mean, it's just it's madness, right? I'm looking forward to a weekend of just making no sense this weekend. That's my plan. I hope whatever your plan is, you enjoy it. I hope you're ready for a good weekend. We will be back on Monday morning, 6 a.m., bright and early. Enjoy all the sport, place a couple of bets, have some fun, and Simpiwe and I will be back next Friday together. And on Monday morning, 6 a.m. with Leanne Moll.
And you can then share about the surprise birthday
party. Oh, yeah, then I can talk about
it. Yes, in full detail.
Otherwise, I'm going to ruin it.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for saving me. Otherwise, I would have been in trouble. So thank you. There we go. All right, everybody. We'll catch you on Monday. Be good.